The first reason that you're locked in a cycle of defensive failure is that you think somewhere in your heart that you can't do it. You think that some people have the talent or the genetics to do this thing, and specifically, you don't. Let's talk about exercise for this one, because I have a lot of experience with that. When I first started exercising, I decided that I would become a runner. Now, the very first time that I went out for a run, I went out in really baggy yoga pants. And I don't know if any of you are runners, but there's a real reason why runners wear so much spandex. Because I was only about 2 minutes into my run before I was holding up my pants while I was running. But I also didn't have any gear, and I really needed my phone because I had Couch to 5K app on it. I didn't have anywhere to put it. So I'm running, holding my pants with one hand, and my phone is in the other, and my pants are falling off in this direction now, and I'm like, I gotta grab it. So I grab it, and the phone falls off. Grabbing my phone. It's a mess. And the worst part of the whole thing, this whole thing went down on a high school track. This, my friends, is failure. I tried to do something for the first time and I did it wrong. Right? What happens in this moment is at the heart of this mindset block. If you believe that at the core of success is talent and genetics, then this rookie mistake matters a lot. It's the proof you needed that you didn't have what it takes, right? But if you can instead develop what Carol Dweck would refer to as a growth mindset about it, then these rookie mistakes lose their significance. They are no longer proof that you never should have tried. They're opportunities to learn. Because you know that at the heart of success is not talent, it's effort. It's effort over time that produces accomplishment. It's effort that creates innovation. And if you're able to shift your mindset from this belief that some people have it and you don't, and into one where you recognize that your rookie mistakes are just signposts on the pathway to success, then you will be able to walk away from this cycle of defensive failure. Now, that's the first reason you're locked in this cycle of defensive failure. The second reason that you're locked in